They think I'm great. And that gives, temporarily gives you the feeling of I have now added that universal recognition to who I think I am. And many people strive for that, to think, when are they going to discover me? When are they going to realize that I am special? They may never realize it. There is a search for specialness in the mind-made sense of self that in some cases is fulfilled and in most cases is not fulfilled on the level where it's seeking. And so in either case, that sense of specialness, you could say there are two ways of being unhappy: not getting what you want and getting what you want. Because all the people who have attained universal recognition in whatever field, they are not happy either. They are not at peace with themselves. They do not feel the sense of security and the sense of finally having arrived, that before they had it, they had associated with that idea. Once people recognize me, then I will have arrived. And then the moment comes, and at first it feels good. And then you see that people's opinion of you are only thought forms. They are images that they create, or if they are very well known, the media creates a fiction that has your name. And then you read about yourself in the paper and you see, who is this? They're writing about, there's nothing to do with me at all. And so many people become unhappy, even more unhappy when they attain recognition. The world tells them, yes, you are special, and yet I don't feel special. Or they see this is an illusion, that's not me, it's an image, a mind-created image. And a few people then go beyond all the mind-created sense of identity because they have attained what the world tells us is desirable: wealth, property, recognition, attainment here or there, and yet it has not provided them with what they were really looking for: myself, a sense of being rooted in life, the fullness of life, as Jesus calls it, the fullness of life.